It was a sunny day in Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu walks outside and he sees the slaves working hard in the desert sun. He sees the back-breaking labor, the excruciating pain that they're in, doing work that's not for them. And instead of just enjoying the shade, the luxury, and the pleasures of the monarchy, Moshe Rabbeinu throws off his royal robe and runs to help his brothers and sisters. He wishes, he tells them that he could take their place as he assists them in carrying their loads while maintaining a discreet demeanor to make sure that people don't think he's actually helping the Jews, but rather think that he is making it more difficult for them. He was noseba ol im chavero. He was upholding their yoke, he was helping them out, and they're empathizing with them in their time of need. The 37th of the Kinyanei Torah is Hanoseh Ba'olim Chavero, a person who joins his fellow in Sa'ar and assists, whether it be with his body or finances or advice. If the friend doesn't know something, he doesn't hold back from being Matriach himself to teach it and advise his friend, making himself a resource with all of his facilities. The most simple and literal interpretation of Hanoseh Ba'olim Chavero is that when we see someone in pain, we have to join him. The Gemara in Ta'anit describes how when the tzibur is in pain, we can't go home, eat, drink, and say, Shalom Alayin Nafshi, I'm going to have my good life in the confines of my home, and who cares what's going on in the outside. But rather, we have to put ourselves out there. Not excuse ourselves, but we have to make ourselves available to empathize and be there for our brethren. Moshe Rabbeinu sat on a rock when it came to fighting with Amalek and put his hands in the air and felt the pain of Am Yisrael. Yirmiyahu HaNavi would go during the Galut to various shackled and chained groups of Jews and cry with them until Nebuzaradan had to tear him away. And the Rav Yitzchak Mitolido, one of the Mefarshim, explains that Mitoch sheroeh b'saratam, yireh b'nechmatam. Just like we say when it comes to the Churban, that when you join in the pain, so to be zocheh to experience the nechama with them. And that zechut enables one, brings one special siyata dishmaya to retain his Torah learning. Moreover, when one sees his fellow in Yisurin experiencing suffering, he shouldn't think that it's his fellow's fault for experiencing it. Rather, one's own avonot are the things that caused this to happen to the fellow. Chacham Avadia used to cry with the people who came to him with issues. Even if all they came for was a beracha, not a shoulder to cry on, he would cry and heap on the berachot. When Rav Ovadia Yosef Toledano was born, he had an injury he sustained at birth, a broken shoulder of sorts, and he was crying a lot. And when they finally figured out what the issue was, Rav Ovadia said he'll watch the baby overnight so that his daughter, Rav Toledano's mother, could sleep. And Rav Ovadia would sit and learn, and he would rock the baby's carriage with his feet all night long while he learned so that his daughter could sleep, even though he could join with his daughter in taking care of her son who was injured. And Rav Ovadia used to help his wife with the kids all the time. He would feed them while he was learning. And they would laugh when he would keep on spooning an empty spoon into the baby's mouth, not realizing that the food was finished. Additional interpretations of Hanoseh Ba'olim Chavero, it's not just one's physical body or finances being used to aid his fellow who's having a difficult time, but also using one's mind to help others. Learning Torah Nechaburah, Tov legever sheyisal ol mineurav, it says in Iyov. A person should learn in a chabura, and don't carry the yoke of learning on your own. The Vigdei Shesh says that if you see your friend stuck on a kasha, you should help resolve it for him. Remove his burden. Have patience and have diligence in teaching others. The Gemara Neiruvin tells us an unbelievable story about Rabbi Pereida, who had a student who was really hard of learning and had to be taught something 400 times in order to understand it correctly. One time the student was kind of spacing out and it took an extra 400 times to 800 times for him to actually understand. The Ben Ishchai in his beautiful has a beautiful piece on this in Ben Yoyada, where he asks a number of clarifying questions and establishes that the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Pireda was rewarded not only with 400 extra years of life, but also with a direct route to Olam Haba for himself and for his entire generation. The Ben Ishchai explains it wasn't for the 400 times a day that he got that reward, because that was normal, that was teva. It was the exerting himself above his level of patience and diligence, above his threshold, to 400 more times of teaching this evening over patiently, diligently, and with a smile, that got him his tremendous reward. Indeed, the Tanya de Eliyahu says that Ge'ula comes from learning in a Chabura. Additionally, when one learns with a younger and weaker Talmud, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that and says, "You take care of my children, I'll take care of you," and grants us extra clarity. Special siyata deshmaya in our Torah learning, and anyway, learning with someone who is not as experienced requires one to clarify things much more, just like learning with any Talmud. The Ruach Chaim, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, takes the opportunity to encourage one that when learning, you should always consider the other side and attempt to justify it. That's what it means to be olim chaviro. Pick up your chavruta, pick up your mitnaged's opinion, and try to hold it too. See if you can justify his opinion and understand it better. That itself is an exercise in being konem or Torah. And not just in the realm of physical exertion or Torah instruction, a dayan, who is, as we've spoken about previously, a yare hora, a yare ladin, and not sameach behora'a, when he paskins and it comes to the detriment of one of the parties, in order to cover himself, he should actually be the one to pay for the loss that he causes the other party. Chas v'shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be tovea him in Shamayim, at least he paid for it now. And he was nosei ba'ol with his friend. The common denominator is, as the Knesset Yisrael says so nicely, that we should not excuse ourselves and rationalize not helping each other, not helping fellow members of Am Yisrael, of our family, when they need it. As by claiming that, oh, it's going to get in the way of my godless and my gedula. We should help the person, and it'll help our Torah learning. Ishad rehi uri azoru, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay us back. There's a whole discussion to have about how much to help other people, whether it be more than a master or 20%, but we can't ignore the fact that we have to be helping other people. We can't ignore that itself is fundamental to our being konem or Torah learning. It gets us ge'ula, it gets us more Torah, and it brings us to Har Sinai, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged HaHar, the achdut it takes to receive the Torah once again. Baruch Adonai Le'olam, Amen V'Amen.